Good morning. I'm Pastor Joachim Rieck of the Eastside Baptist Church here in Windhoek, and I want to thank you for listening to this radio program. I want to talk to you this week about the marks of a healthy church, and I really trust that these talks will help you. Yesterday I spoke about the first mark of a healthy church, which is just namely that the Word of God is preached there. Now, I want to be a bit more specific and say to you that the second mark of a healthy church is that the church is really helped to understand and to proclaim the gospel. Now, get this right. Very often in what you hear in the church is not the gospel, but the gospel is at the heart of the Christian faith and message. The gospel of Jesus Christ is what builds the church. The gospel message is the heart of the church's message. If the gospel is not central to our church, then we are not a church. Because a church, by definition, is a community of people who have been called together by the gospel of Jesus Christ. But here's something that you need to understand. The gospel, the word which means good news, is not that God wants you to feel good about yourself. It's not about a God who wants to meet your felt needs. It's not about a God who wants to help you to develop a healthier self-image. No, not at all. The gospel is here to make you happy for heaven, for eternity. And the gospel is not here to make you full of earthly happiness. If I gave you that promise that the gospel would make you full of earthly happiness, then I would not be true to the experience of Scripture and of believers. There's so many examples of believers in the Scriptures and outside of the Scriptures that have had the joy in Jesus despite their suffering. And so if you're a suffering Christian today, rejoice that the Lord Jesus can give you joy in the midst of your suffering. The gospel is certainly not there to make you healthy and wealthy. The gospel is firstly there to make you holy. The gospel is there to redeem you from an empty and a sinful life. Remember that the Bible teaches that we have sinfully rebelled against our Creator God and our ultimate judge. Remember that He, despite this, has graciously sent us to His Son, the Lord Jesus, to die the death that you and I deserve to die for our sin. And He has graciously credited Christ's righteousness to those who repent of their sins and who believe in Jesus' work, His death and His resurrection. That's the good news. That's the gospel. Have you received the gospel? Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ? Because upon accepting the gospel, you will become a happy man, notwithstanding what state your body is in, or what state your economic situation is, or your financial situation is. And of course, upon accepting the gospel, you must become a member of the church, the body of Christ, because the church, by definition, is comprised of those who have embraced the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and who have experienced the forgiveness of their sin and who have been baptized into that body. Now, how someone shares the gospel is closely related to how he understands the gospel. To present it as an additive that gives non-Christians something that they naturally want, that is joy or peace or something like that, is to present the half-truth. And it often leads to false conversions. The whole truth is that our deepest need is to be reconciled with God, against whom we all have sinned. We need the gospel. And new life only becomes by accepting that gospel, by repenting of our sins through believing in Him who is the gospel, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as preachers, we must preach this gospel openly, clearly, and always. I shall look forward to speak with you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for my dear listener, and I want to pray for his church. I want to pray for my church. And I want to pray that our churches would truly be gospel churches, where Jesus Christ is clearly proclaimed, where people hear and repent and believe and join a biblical body of believers and hear the gospel preached to them regularly. And thank you that you are the God that heals us through the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen.